I am overjoyed today that on this feast day of Corpus Christi, the most holy body and blood of Christ, I celebrate my first anniversary as a priest. And on this day, I get to speak about one part of the essence of my priesthood, what I have dedicated my life towards. Making present the holy body and blood of Christ, of our Lord's sacrifice for us every day, allowing us to bring our own sacrifices of our lives towards the one true sacrifice made for us. And I think I'd also get in trouble if I also didn't mention I share my anniversary not only with this feast day of Corpus Christi, but also with my parents' wedding anniversary, who celebrate their 34th wedding anniversary. So it's just such a blessing. And I just give thanks to God for this life you've given me. You know, I didn't really even try to understand the Eucharist until maybe about 11 years ago when I was in college. And I remember I had a moment of struggle in my faith and in my life, and I just remember saying one time before Mass, "Lord, if you are truly real, if you are truly present in this Eucharist, show me." And as the host was lifted up by the priest, something just clicked. And I gazed on the Eucharist and I felt peace, as if Jesus was looking straight at me. And in a moment, I felt a shiver down my spine, not in a scared or fearful way, but as if my body, or maybe God, was telling me, pay attention. Pay attention because the Lord is here. And that was not exactly the start, but I would say it's one of the major steps that brought me more seriously into Catholicism and ultimately brought me into the priesthood. And as I gaze at the Eucharist many subsequent times after, whether at Mass or during adoration, the call to come to Christ and receive Him more worthily became clearer every day. And since this is such a big part of my vocation story and my life, I'll be honest, what continues to break my heart is the missing acknowledgement of what the Church teaches and what Jesus brings us to know, that the bread and wine offered at Mass becomes the body and blood of Christ. If one hasn't been following along, this year is actually the National Eucharistic Revival, in which we wish to help spark the faithful to the faith of the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. The sad thing is, and the reality of it all, is that statistically, 70% of Catholics do not believe this is so. They just believe it to be solely a symbol. But to put it quite frankly and honestly, as American Catholic author Flannery O'Connor says bluntly, and maybe abrasive for some, so please forgive me, it's her language, not mine. If the Eucharist is just a symbol, then to hell with it. Why have all this pomp and circumstance? Why give our very best voices? Why give our offering day in and day out? Yes, symbols can help us greatly and help us metaphorically make connections. But Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you would have no life." And as we look at this Last Supper, as we think about the Passover meal, what did they do during that meal? They ate, they sacrificed the lamb, and they ate of the lamb. To seal this covenant, this is exactly what is happening, what we are called to. If that is true, what does that mean for the apostles during the Last Supper as they heard him say, "Take it, this is my body," and took a cup in which they all drank and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant." Did they take Christ seriously? St. Ignatius of Antioch, who is known to be a disciple of the Apostle John, who, as we know, is an apostle of Jesus, writes this: "Take note of those who hold heterodox opinions, in contrast to orthodox ones, on the grace of Jesus Christ, which have come to us, and see how contrary their opinions are to the mind of God. They abstain from the Eucharist and from prayer because they do not confess that the Eucharist is the flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ, flesh that suffered for our sins, and that the Father, in his goodness, raised up again. They who deny the gift of God are perishing in their disputes." What are we called to do then? How does that bring us to the moment of communion in Mass? We are called to come to Christ, come to God in great joy, reverence, and respect. Is it no surprise then that we find ourselves kneeling before him during the Eucharistic prayer? Is it no surprise that we are called to be prayerful as our gaze meets him in the Eucharist? Is it no surprise that before you receive communion, you are called to bow in reverence? And when we receive our Lord, not simply take it from the priest's hands or the minister's hands, but we put out our hand as if a throne for him, and then reverently consume him. Or we may choose to kneel and receive him on the tongue with all humility and grace. This body given to us, this blood shed for us, does Jesus not deserve this respect? He deserves all of our respect. Receive him as if you love him, my friends. Receive him as if you worship him. Receive him as if your life depended on it. And not only as if, but because you do worship, you do love, and your life does depend on it. When the priest or minister says, "The body or blood of Christ," your response is, "Amen. I believe." I hope today, if not already, you come to truly believe. And may this nourishment allow you to move as the body of Christ. You receive the body of Christ so you can be the body of Christ in the world. I pray in true faith you find yourself closer to whatever God is calling for you, whatever vocation that may be. And I pray your words and actions today reflect such things. And even if you can't receive today, maybe you haven't received First Communion yet. Maybe you're just visiting with your Catholic friend to see what this is all about. Out of respect for you, I don't expect you to take what you don't understand. So please respect what we believe in our life. And those who find themselves in mortal sin today, unfortunately, those who find themselves in grave sin because they haven't gone to confession, you may choose to stay seated or come up for a blessing. And trust me, I won't judge you if you do any one of these things. If you are in grave sin, I will respect you greatly. And hopefully you say a prayer of spiritual communion. And hopefully this brings you to a yearning of the Eucharist, so that whether you receive First Communion, when you join the Church, or when you finally make it back to confession, may your yearning for the Eucharist bring you to true faith and true communion, for you to be ready to receive not just a symbol, but a reality. Let those who find themselves ready today say amen. And when you receive communion, put your hand out as if a throne. Or put out your lips as if you know you are about to receive Christ on your lips. And before you even walk away, you may either receive it right in front of the minister or maybe take a slight step away for you to receive the communion. But please, do not step away. Jesus deserves at least that respect. Please consume him in reverence and grace. And when you are ready, come, my friends, to the Eucharist, and you will find the strength and life in communion with God, in the body of Christ.